like to talk about a Yom Kippur as a preparation for the Yom Kippur. Today, I'd like to focus our discussion on the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz, and specifically the bracha of the recital of Bedikas Chametz. The Gemara says in Psochem on Daf Zayin, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Habodek Tzarek Sheyavorek. Someone who does Bedikas Chametz has to make a bracha. And the Gemara discusses what the nusach of that bracha is. Is it Albir Chametz? Is it Levayer Chametz? But he definitely has to make a bracha. At first glance, this Gemara is a little bit difficult. We know that anyone who does a mitzvah has to make a bracha before. Shmuel has a principle called Mitzvah Kula Mevarech Aleihen Over Las Yosan. So why should Bedikas Chametz be any different? Why does the Gemara have to be Mechadesh, a special memra, to tell me that the person who's Bodil Chametz has to make a bracha? It's a davar pashut b'chomer. So this is where the Rush fills us in. The Rush there, this is on source 1, page 1 in the handout. The Rush said, "Lotema ain't a kolkach mitzvah kevin da'ina ela levaris hachametz min habayis." You shouldn't think that the bodek doesn't have to make a bracha because bedikas chametz is not such a mitzvah. It's only to be mevayir the chametz from the house. You shouldn't think that. In which case, you wouldn't have to make a bracha. Kamash malon, there's a chiyuv to make a bracha. What is the Rush saying? The lotema, you shouldn't say that it's not kolkach mitzvah. It's only to be mevayir the chametz from the house. So, to be mevayir the chametz from the house is very important. No, there's a mitzvah of tashbisim. You're supposed to get rid of all chametz that you have in your house. Why should I think that you don't make a bracha? Lechara, the Rush has in mind what the Ritva on page 2 is saying. He doesn't say it's a perish, but that's what the Rush seems to say. The Ritva explains as follows: perish mishum the ikar mitzvah hanu the yirva ina v'dika ela kitikun v'hershe kitikun it should be not kitikun but kitikun or it's probably kitikun. The Ritva says that Bedikas Chametz is only like a tikkun v'hechsher, it's only a preparatory stage to beer. The mitzvah d'oraisa of tashbisa was fulfilled through beer chametz, when you burn the chametz, when you destroy it, the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, the first mission and second paragraph of Psachim, whether hashbisas or b'chol davar, whether the mitzvah of tashbisa is fulfilled, if you destroy the chametz in any way, or dafka, you have to be destroyed through sreifa, or you do the whole thing, beer chametz in the sreifa. However you'll destroy the chametz, that's the key of mitzvah d'oraisa of tashbisa. The Ritva says, I would think that Bedika is only a hechsher to that mitzvah. And since it's only a hechsher to the mitzvah, I shouldn't make a bracha on the Bedika. We don't make brachas on hechsher mitzvah. Right? So if Bedika is only a hechsher to the mitzvah of Tashbisu, or we could even go further, we could say, Rashi and Tosis at the beginning of Psachim talk about that the purpose of Bedika's chametz is either that you shouldn't be over the Yisr of eating chametz on Pesach or owning chametz on Pesach. So what's Bedika? Bedika is basically just an act that you do to avoid violating lavim or to enable you to be mekayim mitzvah saseh. So you would have a havamina that you should make a bracha on such an act. Why? Well, this is an old Gemara. The Gemara Menachas and Nachman Beis and Beis points out that any mitzvah that is action is not the Gemara HaMitzvah. You don't make a bracha on such an action. What's the Gemara? The Gemara is talking about making tefillin. We know we make a bracha when we put on the tefillin. Put on the tefillin shal yad, the tefillin shal rosh, you make a bracha. But one doesn't make a bracha when they write the tefillin. So the Gemara says, El olav hainu tamakal mitzvah das yasa gemar mitzvah yom nila, avagat b'ksher ba'akav Yisrael sarach levarek. Any mitzvah that it's asiyasa, it's action, it's doing, is a gemar mitzvah, like mila. First mila is a quintessential mitzvah where that is the mitzvah. There's nothing else to do afterwards. So even though one day it happens to hold that a guy is kosher to do a bris mila, nevertheless, the Yisrael is a chiyuv to make a bracha. Because it's asiyasa gemar mitzvah, so therefore there's a chiyuv. The Chol Mitzvah Das Yasa Lach Gemar Mitzvah could go Tefillin. The writing of Tefillin, Das Yasa, is not Gemar Mitzvah. The Ksivas Tefillin is certainly in a very important stage in the process, but it's a preparation. It's only a preparatory stage. You need to write the Tefillin in order to be able to have the Tefillin to put on your hands and on your head. So the Gemara Menachah says there's no bracha on Das Yasa Tefillin, because we wouldn't say Das Yasa is Gemar Mitzvah. So it's a very important Gemara. That's the Gemara that sets forth the Yisod that Birchas HaMitzvah is only recited on an act which is the Gemar Mitzvah. It's not recited on any act which is only a Hechsher Mitzvah. Writing Tefillin clearly is only a Hechsher Mitzvah. Cutting a shofar off the animal is only a Hechsher Mitzvah. No one's going to make a bracha on that. We assume, the Bavli assumes that you don't make a bracha on the building of a sukkah as well. So Yerushalmi that seems to disagree, but we pass like the Bavli that you don't make a bracha on the building of the sukkah. So similarly, the Havamina, according to the Ritva and the Rosh, the Havamina of the Gemara Sofim was that maybe Habodek should not make a bracha. Someone who's doing video story should not make a bracha because it's only a Hashem Mitzvah. It's only a Hashem Mitzvah. What's the chiluf? The question is, if this Havamina, we built up the Havamina so much, the question is, what's the Kamash Malan? The Kamash Malan, that he does have to make a bracha, why? Why should he have to make a bracha? So the Rosh answers that kasha as well. The Rosh in the second segment, which I gave you, he says, Min HaRosh Sheivar Kodim B'dikam L'digas Chametz, V'tik N'lomar Al-Bir Chametz L'fi Shalachar Al-Bidikam Yadim Avato V'haim Al-Bir L'chametz She'en Yadu Olam. The Rosh says that you should make a bracha Al-Bidikas Chametz before the B'dikam. It is a bracha on the B'dikam. He says, Chazal was sagged to make a bracha al-bir chametz because immediately after the b'dika, you mevatel the chametz she'en yadu alo, any chametz that you don't know that you have. U'matznia esa yadu alo v'ofen menu achas chamish is vod mevar min habayis, and you leave the chametz that you know, and then you mevar from the bayis tomorrow. V'al esek ze nigra ha-bracha shal b'dika she'itchila sabir v'nikma b'sha chamish. Says the Rosh, on esek ze, the esek of b'dika plus bir, the bracha was dragged. The bracha is dragged after the asik of beer. The asik of bittul immediately after the bedikah at night, which is part of beer. The Rosh seems to say that the bittul at night is a kiyum of tashbisim on the chametz she'en yadua. And then the beer that you're going to do the next day is a kiyum of tashbisim on the chametz yadua. So the bracha al beer chametz was nigrar, was dragged after this asik, the beer. Even though it's the bracha on the bedika, but the bedika is, as the Rosh says, shitchila sabir. The bedika is tchila sabir. It's the beginning of the process. The havamina was what? That maybe bedika should be viewed as a hechsher to the process. It's only a preparatory stage. The real mitzvah is the bir. Mashma the Rosh that no, the bedika is viewed as the tchila sabir. It's the beginning of the process. It's interesting. Why should I define it as the beginning of the process and not a hechsher? Because apparently, the way a person destroys something is he finds it, he takes it out, then he destroys it. Is that just a preparation? The preparation is getting the feather together with the spoon, right? Getting your kids holding the paper bag. Right? You have to, this is all part of the Minhag Yisrael. You can't do Bidikas Chametz without a feather and without a spoon. Don't quote me on that. Right? But you know, get it? That those are preparatory acts. But the searching itself, that is beer. That's haste beer. You're destroying. You're getting rid of the chametz. So that's apparently how the Rosh understood that bedikah is the beginning of the process of beer. So that's why you make a bracha on the bedikah. The thing of David in his chidushim to Pesachim, he has incredible chidushim to Pesachim. The thing of David was from the school of thought of the Ram. I think he was in the, he learned with the Ran, or he was in that day, Medrash with the Ran. So his Chidushim of Sochim made it big time, because we don't have too many Chidushim from the Chacham Yisfarim. The Ramban has a couple of comments that were printed in his Chidushim. The Rajba is totally missing. The Ritva is a small Ritva. We're used to a lot of Ritva. So it was very difficult. Rabbi Nadavid was a fine. When they found this Saviyad, it just added so much to the corpus of Rishonim that have written on Pesachim. So he said the same as the Rosh in the first Pshat that he has there. He has two Pshat. Rabbi Nadavid in the first Pshat says basically the same as the Rosh, that Bedikah is just the Tchilas Habir. Shabodek Mevarash in Tchilas HaMitzvah, he says. It's the beginning of the process, the end of the mitzvah. He says, and I'll prove to you that it's the beginning of the mitzvah. So what is he proving it from? From the Nusach of the Birchas HaMitzvah. He says, Mikavakam in Mavarach HaBikas HaMitzvah, Ela Al-Bir, Shukol El HaSakol. Rabbi Nadavid says, you know why the Nusach HaBracha is Al-Bir HaMitzvah and not Al-Bidikas HaMitzvah? Because it's Kol HaKol. What do you mean Kol HaKol? There's Bidika and there's Bir. What do you mean Kol HaKol? The answer is Bir is the process that you're undergoing. Bidika is just the Haskola for the Bir. That's what he's saying. So it could be that the Nusach HaBracha is the best Raya, that Bidika is not viewed as a Hechsher, it's viewed as tchila sabir. So that's exactly why you can make a bracha al bir chametz even when you're only doing bedika. No, but that is the beginning of the bir. That's exactly why you can say the bracha al bir chametz.
Were we just saying opposite? Did the Rosh respond to say, no, the nusach of the bracha is this because it's the beginning of the process?
He says you should have said al bedika chametz. He says because the beginning of the process, you're gonna say al bir chametz. So that's exactly what the Rabbi Nadav is saying also. He says, you should have said Avdikas Tanis, but you say Avdikas because it's kol of hakol, meaning it's a more general lashon, which includes everything. It includes Avdik, it includes beer. Yeah, I could say Avdikas Tanis because that's technically a more precise bracha. Because I'm really doing Bedika now. But the fact is, Bedika is Nichlal within Beer. That's what it sounds for Beer, I'm assuming. It's Nichlal in Beer, so I can make a Bracha Beer Chametz, and it's Kol Bedika because it really is part of Beer. It's the Tchilas Beer. Okay?
It's such a long process, you know? It's so long.
It's only long. Well, it's only long because we think of the Beer as taking place the next day. But if you take the Rush seriously, then the Biddle that you do immediately after the Bedika, which is instantaneously after Bedika, so that chelik of beer really happens together with the bedika. So there we could look at the bedika and the bittel as being one unit.
We say a bittel again, right?
We say a bittel again on the chametz that is not burnt. The bittel on the chametz she'ena yodua, we finished already the night before. The only bittel that we say b'shas reifas chametz, b'shas bir chametz, is a bittel on the chametz which is not burnt. The lashon of the middle is different. What do we say on that? Kol chamir v'chamir deitu b'shu say, the chazise yudu lo chazise, the chamite yudu lo chamite.
That's in the morning. The one we say at night is
the
only the...
No, what we say in the morning is the viyarte yudu lo viyarte. The viyarte yudu, right? What I burnt and what I didn't burn. At night we're saying what I see and what I don't see, what I know and what I don't know. That should be hefty. The buzzer will have
hefty. It's only what you don't know about.
At night?
At night,
you make saying a beer on the chametz she'ena yodua, on the chametz which you don't know. That's what I just said. The chazir she'ena yodua is what I see and what I don't see. The chametz yodua, chametz yodua, chametz yodua, chametz yodua, chametz yodua, chametz yodua,
no? No, if someone takes the chametz, you'll be married
here. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. It's called chametz chamira, the ikah bershusi, the chazir. Could you read the nusach from the sitter? A sitter is a very important thing. It clarifies everything. A hold of the sitter. I don't think it matters. Okay. Kol chamir v'chamir di'ika b'rishu say, d'loch, I'm sorry, d'loch hazite. I got it wrong. I got to use a sitter also. D'loch hazite, but I don't see. D'loch hamite something. U'd'lovi arti, u'd'loy yedan alei, li'batam levi hefka ka'afradar. That's what you say at night after b'dika. Notice. It's that you're being mevatel the chametz she'ena yodua. By day, you add a phrase to each one of those things. Kol chamir v'chamir di'ika b'rishu say, d'chazite yudu lo chazite. So even what I saw, the chamite yudu lo chamite, d'viyarte u'd'lo viyarte, what I burnt and what I didn't burn. Meaning there might be something that I put there to burn, but it's not burnt completely. So that I want to be mevatel and I want to make it gehefke. Okay? So that's exactly what the Rosh said. So there's no question, thank you. There's no question that the bittel at night, immediately after the bedika, is very much connected to the process of bedika. So you could readily see that bedika at night is the beginning of the process of beer. The beer on the chametz she'ena yodua. What you're asking, Simcha, is what's the connection to the beer by day, to the bittel by day, or the beer by day? It's there. Okay, you can sleep in the middle, but it's still part of it.
That's not the beer that we're talking about. It's not the beer that we're talking about.
The
actual burning.
No, they're both. The beer is really in two forms. You have to be mevar the chametz she'ena yodua. You have to be mevar the chametz yodua also. So they really have two parts to it. Same.
The bracha makes so much more sense because we said there's a bit of right away that's part of the key, and there's no ma'aseh though. You're making a bracha rather than
the ma'aseh. Bittel's not ma'aseh, but it's a dibur. But we somehow you're saying we never make a bracha on a ma'aseh that only includes dibur. There is no bracha in the recitation of Kiddush, which is say Kiddush.
You say that
No. Yeah, but on Megillah and on Hallel, we do find brachas. I mean, here, you're making a statement. Well, why is Hallel different than Kiddush? That's because Hallel is a statement. Kiddush is a bracha itself, that's why. Kiddush is a bracha. Because it's in the nusach of a bracha, we'll have to make a bracha on bracha. If you make a statement, if you're reciting Hallel or reading Megillah, the Megillah is a Kriya B'Yalma, it's not a Baruchah. So you can say a Baruchah on the reading of the Megillah. You can say a Baruchah on the reading of Hallel. So why should you be able to say a Baruchah on the Bittel? First of all, the Ikar Bittel is really the Lev. Now, if you're really Mekayim it by being a Hakul, the Lev, the statement is just an expression of what you have in your heart. But you could say that the bedika is the maisa that's involved in the bia process. The maisa that you need for the bia, ultimately, you'll simply just
talk
to what? I think there's no question that the ikar bia, I think we all agree, the ikar bia is by day when you're actually nevar the chametz yaduah. That's clear. And that is the maisa. So there's no question that you make a brach on that. The chiddush is that the bedika can be the beginning of the process of bia.
Why isn't it considered that safe? You're making a brother on anything for anything.
Well, first of all, since you do the bittul on Chamechani you do at night, so you have completed a stage of beer. It certainly should not be a hefsek. You certainly have finished bedika completely. Right? It's just you have to wait to finish the beer.
I said, but isn't that waiting period considered?
Why should it be a hefsek? We normally assume that there's no hefsek as long as person has done a haskalah. This is the second part of the shir. That's
the
second term of the
bracha. But on Shmona Esrei, consider the bracha, let's say, after Gal Yisrael and Marv, not to be a hefsek because it's considered pilas Shmona Esrei, right? Like Hashkiveinu.
Okay. Hashkiveinu is called the Ula Arichta. A little
okay.
Different, right? Gal Yisrael is not the beginning of Shmona Esrei.
Isn't
Hashkiveinu is like a Ula Arichta to Gal Yisrael.
Isn't the reason we consider Shmona Esrei to that?
Is a haskala. That is a haskala, Shmona Esrei, right?
But if I would say
we're talking like this. If a berachas hamitzvah is recited on the mitzvah, so what's called a hefsek in that bracha to require me to make it on the bracha? I'm not making a bracha on the Shmona Esrei. I'm not sure. Well, it's a little different. Okay, but here the assumption is that once I've accomplished a significant part of mitzvah, so there was what for the bracha to be challah. The bracha can take effect on the haskalah of the mitzvah, so even if they haven't finished, that shouldn't be a problem. Eitan.
It would be a problem if you were
back
at bed, and then it's all one process.
It's all one process, you can only make one bracha. You shouldn't make two brachas. You should not make two brachas.
So what about when you burn the chametz and make another bracha?
You don't make a bracha. No. We make the bracha al bir chametz before the bedikah. Before the bedikah, we make a bracha al bir chametz, then we go and burn the chametz, and we say another bittul. That's what we just mentioned before. You say a bittul for the chametz yadua, for the chametz that you know of that was not burnt.
So
or the chametz that you know of that you weren't mevat. We don't want to be mevat of the chametz yadua at night because we're going to eat some of that chametz. Absolutely, but you should make the bracha. You should be go to chametz and make the bracha then.
I mean, you do
by shaliach. So the shaliach made the bracha for you. The shaliach is going to do the bedika. So you're saying if you were not bodek your house, but you are being mevayer chametz the next day, would make a bracha for your chametz on that? How are you doing? Let's say a person leaves their house. No, it's complicated because even if you leave your house before Pesach, even if you leave the house more than 3 days before Pesach, the Gemara says in such a case there's no chiyah bedika, but there would be a chiyah bedika in the place that you're going to be. And most of us are going to be somewhere the night before the 14th, if you're going to be in a hotel or something. Wherever you plan on spending Pesach, you're going to probably be there. If you're not going to be home, you're going to be wherever you're going to be the night before. Right? So you have a chiyah bedika in that place. So you'll make a bracha of your chametz for your bedika there.
If you're saying that somebody else's house, why do you have a
chiyah bedika? So you're saying if you're going to be in someone else's house. Okay. If you're going to be in someone else's house, technically they have a chiyah bedika. But if you have a separate room, the person is married and they have a separate room, if they have a cheder miyuchah, the chiyah bedika in that cheder is yours, not the owner of the house, because you're the one who's using that room. So you should have a chiyah bedika. You can even start up with that person. You can listen to his bracha, be over his bracha, but the chiyah bedika is on you. Rabbeinu David offers a different interpretation. He suggests maybe there's another pshat in the Kamash Lomah. He says, Om Nomar Sha'amru, this is again in page 3. Om Nomar Sha'amru Tzorach Levarek Mipnei HaBedika Shehi Midirabonim. Om Sha'amru Hamadlik Nerchanak Tzorach Levarek Lachayim Mikra Megillah Amru Shehu Chayav Levarek. What's he saying? Rabbeinu David is saying maybe the reason why you chayav to make a bracha bedikas chametz is not because bedika is the tchila sabir, it's the beginning of the mitzvah beer, but rather maybe in the chachamim we're misaking a mitzvah bedikas chametz. A mitzvah bedikas chametz. It's not that it's a tchila sabir. There's a mitzvah deraisa of tashbis. There's no question. There's a mitzvah deraisa to destroy the chametz that you have. But maybe Chazal instituted the mitzvah of the rabbanon of bedikas chametz not just as a preparatory act to lead to bir. Of course, bidika is necessary in order to get to bir. Maybe Chazal instituted this mitzvah bidikas chametz, a ma'aseh bidika, to search out the house and make sure it's clean. So just like Chazal was saying in birchas hamitzvah on hadlakas ner Chanukah and on mikra Megillah, so too Chazal was saying a mitzvah, birchas hamitzvah on bidikas chametz. This is a new pshat. Rabbi David is mistaken. What's the purpose of making a bracha on bidikas chametz? Is it because it's a tchila sabir, or is it because there's a mitzvah midrabanan on bidikas chametz? So just like any other mitzvah midrabanan, there's a chiyah to make a bracha chametz. So too on bidikas chametz, there should be a chiyah to make a bracha chametz. What's the problem with the second approach Rabbi David suggests? What's the problem?
Yes,
the bracha. Right? Why should I say al bir chametz if I'm making a bracha on the bidikas? I should say al bidikas chametz. Let me make another bracha on bir chametz. If there are two different mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah the Raisa of Tashbih, so there's a mitzvah the Rabbanon of Bidika, and then I make two brachas. I'll make a bracha of Bidika Chametz on the Bidika, and a bracha of Bidika Chametz on the beer. What's the answer to that question? What's the answer to that question? Maybe the Lashon al Bidika Chametz doesn't mean on the destruction of the Chametz. Maybe it means on the removal of the Chametz. So maybe the bracha of Bidika Chametz actually is kolel both. Maybe it's kolel both the destruction of the chametz and the removal of the chametz, which is really what the bidika is all about. Who says that? Who says that? The Maram Chalav. Maram Chalava is one of the Rishonim that also made a big amsachim. He was at the time of the Ram. They say in the cover page of the Maram Chalava that he was at the time of the Ram. Not sure who he was talmid of. But his chidushim on Pesachim made it very good. Maram Chalava writes that he thinks Rabbi Nedavid is Rabbi Nedavid's second pshat is correct. He says, "Had a time of the Tafkino Bracha ala Bedika v'lo ala Bittul. You should be Bedika deraisu Bittul drabana. Then we're sakin a Bracha on the Bedika. Okay, finally we got. Why the Mavarik Loshem Beer and not Loshem Sreifim?" Lam Loshem Sreifim, the Halo Sarifle. It's not, beer doesn't mean Sreifa. You're not burning anything right now. El Loshem Bedikah, Loshem Biyarti HaKodesh Ben Abayis. Where does it say Biyarti HaKodesh Ben Abayis? The Pasuk of Parshas Kisavo talks about the concept of Bidui Maisa. Every 3 years, the person has to take out all of the Trumas and Maestros that he's supposed to set off from the Tua. He's supposed to be mapped from all the Tua that he had, and he's supposed to give it to the right people. The Shulman should go to the Kohen and the Maaser, he should go to the Levi, etc. So after he does that, in the Pesach of the fourth year, Pesach of the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, fourth year, the Pesach of the Shemitah, which is also the fourth year of the cycle. There are 2 4-year cycles in every Shemitah. Or I should better say, there are 2 3-year cycles. There's 1 to 3, and then 4 to 6 in Shemitah. So Pesach of the fourth year, after the 3 years have been completed, and Pesach of the Shemitah year, a person does Bidui Maaser. Means he does whatever he's supposed to do, and then he says, Biyarti HaKodesh Ben Abayis, I took care of everything, I took it out of the house. The Maram Chalama suggests that's exactly what Albir Chametz means. Biyarti HaKodesh, doesn't mean I destroyed the Kodesh. Chas v'shalom, I destroyed the Truma from the Bayis. I took it out of the house. That's what Bidika is all about. So he suggests that maybe that's what Albir Chametz means. Albir Chametz doesn't mean on the destruction of the Chametz. It means on removing it from the house. So that's why I can make a bracha Albir Chametz on the Bidika. These are the two approaches. Rabbi Nedavid has both, and the Rush suggested the first one. But the reason why we make a bracha on Bidika Chametz, what's the maskon of the Gemara in Pesachim? We make a bracha on Bidika Chametz, either because it's the Tchilas Habir, it's the beginning of the process of Habir, that's exactly why we make a bracha Albir Chametz. As opposed to Bidikas Chametz, it's really part of the same process. Or Rabbi Nedavid offers a different approach that you're making a bracha on Bidikas Chametz because it's a mitzvah derabanan. It's a mitzvah itself to do Bidikas Chametz, not necessarily as a tchilas habir, but as a mitzvah to itself. What's the lashon of Bidikas Chametz? Because maybe Bidikas Chametz doesn't mean to destroy; it means to remove, from one's possession. Yes.
Why, when they list off the 7 mitzvot in Darabana, does this not get a...
Where's that list? I don't know. This is certainly an approach that some of the Rishonim have.
Isn't the
Rambam
page?
The Maram Chalava and Rabbi Nedavid are not beholden to the Rambam. If they didn't list the 7 mitzvot, I'm not sure what you're referring to, but they hold that apparently bedika is a separate mitzvah d'rabbanan. What's a nafkamina whether we assume that bedika is a tchilas habior, or it's a separate mitzvah d'rabbanan to search for the chametz? So the first obvious nafkamina is what happens if you don't find any chametz at all? Would we say that it's a bracha lebatola lemafreya, the bracha that you made on bir chametz is a bracha lebatola if you didn't find any chametz in the end or not? If you assume that bidika is only the tchilas habir, so it's the beginning of the process, so if I make a bracha habir chametz, then I don't find any chametz, bracha bracha levatol. But if I say that the bidika itself is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, so we understand, you make a bracha habir chametz, not for the beer, for the bidika, because habir chametz means to search out and to remove the chametz, so you've been mekayim the mitzvah d'rabbanan, bidika's chametz, by searching for the chametz, even if you find nothing. So the bracha is kedasu kedin. There should be no problem. Yes, if we assume that the reason why we make a bracha al bir chametz on the bedika is because it's a tchilas habir, so then lachora, if you don't find anything, so the bracha is a bracha l'tov, because you made a bracha on the tchilas habir, but your bedika never led to beer. So of course it's l'vatov. But if you assume that there's a new mitzvah d'rabbanan to be bodek chametz, so what does that mean to be bodek chametz? It means to search, to be involved in the process of searching. So did I do that? Of course I did that. Even if I found nothing, I searched for something. Do I have to find something to be called a searcher? Some people are searching for years and they find nothing. They're still searching. Halavai, they should find the emes. Right? But some people are searching for years. They're not called searching? Of course they're searching. Bedikas chametz, according to the second pshat, is to search for chametz. Yes, sir. Yeah.
According to that first thing in our community, you say you may be kind to the bedika, but what happened to the rush, you're saying that it's all part of, it's called alcohol, and you'd be mabatlid in the other. So let's say I looked for a chametz, I didn't find it. Like, but that just because I didn't find it doesn't mean necessarily it's not there.
Ah, you're saying the bittul, if I'm being mabatlid for chametz she'enu yodua, so if you consider that bittul to be beer, so maybe the bracha can work for that. It's still only a suffix if I have chametz. It's still only a suffix if I have chametz. So one would try, probably one would try to ensure that he will find some kind of chametz so that we don't have to rely on that bittul for chametz she'en yodua in order to save the bracha. Right? That's the beginning. That's the beginning of this discussion. Do I have to do something active in order to ensure that I'll find some kind of chametz in order to make sure that the bracha is going to be the kashrus, right? That the bracha is not going to be a bracha.
What kind of thing are we going to do?
Sorry? See, let's talk about it in a moment.
Right,
so the Shulta Giborim in Source 5 quotes a Lashon Riaz, who says, HaBodek etz ha-chametz v'var ha-kodim shi'yaz ha-liv lach ha-shekishan v'tzos v'tzivan al-mitzvah z'bir v'achak ha-chomech ha-bodek u'b'paradis kasuv u'b'kikah harish ha-shemot z'bibon. The Riaz quotes from the Sefer HaPardes, which is attributed to Rashi. He says, "Bikiko harishon shemotzei mevarech." The bracha is only recited on the first kikah that you find. The Sefer HaPardes says you don't make the bracha until you find your first kikah. What's the Sefer HaPardes concerned about? Stami's concerned that if you don't find the kikah, it's not a bracha matal. He says, don't make a bracha until you find your first kikah. Says the Riaz, Losh Rishon Eker, he thinks the first motion is right. Sheroi levarech meyesh amaskel his asik adavar, bein yimsa, bein lo yimsa. The Riaz himself says you can make a bracha on the process of bedikas chametz, whether you find it or don't find it. It's not a bracha batala even if you don't find it. That's what he seems to be saying. This is echoed by the Maram Chalava. So you turn back to the Maram Chalava on page 4. He says, since the bracha was instituted on bedikas chametz, the lashon alvia really means bedika. It really means biyarkei kodesh nevayis. Hilchos yotzei lo mizeh leminhag hanoshim shemazminos chametz b'shas bedika kdei shelo tehei bracha l'batala elav minhagu. He says, I don't understand what the minhag of nashim is to get extra chametz. They don't want it to be a bracha l'batala, so they put out extra chametz that you'll definitely find chametz. He says, what's the point of that? De'ena bracha ela ala chipus v'habedika v'im matzah v'im lo matzah. Maram Chalava said, what's the problem? The bracha is on the chippus, it's on the bedika, whether you find or not find. That's the mitzvah d'rabbanan to be bodek for chametz. So what's the problem? It's not a bracha matala even if you don't find anything, whether you find or not. The reality is he did the Midikah, so there shouldn't be any problem. The minig that we have, the old minig Yisrael, to put out the seisa, to put out little pieces, it's quoted in the Ramah, it's from the Kolbo. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Kolbo, if you turn to page 6. Ramah, in Simen Tav Lamed Beis, Siv Beis, quotes, the Nagim Lohaniach, Sisei Chavitz, Mekam Sheim Sein HaBodek, Doish Loya Hei Berchasol Levatala. He quotes from the Mari Brin. It's really a Kolbo, but the Kolbo quotes the minig, he just doesn't like the minig, so that's why when the person who put the Makaros in the Ramah, he wants to say, who's really the source of this minig who says you have to do it? That's the Mari Brin. That's exactly what the Ramah quotes. And Liu, the Lo Nasan Lo Ikin, the Daskal Adam, in a Baruch Levar, in him, it's a Kolbo. The Kolbo says, in the Ikra Adin, there's no problem. Hey, you can be Makar, but there would be no problem anyway. It's a Baruch Levatala? It's not a Baruch Levatala at all, because the reality is, a person, when he makes the Baruch, has in mind that he's doing the Chibus, he's being Mechapes, he's being Bodhi for Chameitz, and the bracha should go on the process, whether he finds or doesn't find. It's not so clear. You look at the Mishnah Berurah, it's not so clear in the Ikra Din how we actually paskin. Do you have to put out the psisim or not? It's an old minig, so the minig remains. The Mishnah Berurah says you really should have a kind of minig lachara. This shaila, whether you have to put out those psisim to make sure that you'll find something to be able to be mavar in the future, is a function of these two days. If you take Rabbeinu David and the Rashi's first approach, for the purpose of the chametz is the service of Tchilas HaBir, and then Avada you have to put out the Chametz. Because if you don't put out the Chametz, because it won't lead to Bir, it'll pack a Bir, a Bracha Matala. But if you assume that the Bidika is a mitzvah unto itself, so even if I don't find anything, it's not a Bracha Matala, because I said a Bracha on the Bidika. I searched. The Bracha is on the Bidika, the mitzvah is the Bidika, so as long as I searched, everything's. What's another Nafkamin? Another Nafkamin is, let's say a person leaves his house before the night of the 14th. If the rechiyah to do bedika, do you make a bracha on that bedika? That's a complicated sugya. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Lamed Vav talks about mefarish bayam and yotze b'shayar. Ha mefarish miyabosha layam o yotze b'shayar ve'enu maniyah b'vezo mishinyedo toch shloshim yom zokok livdo. Says the Shulchan Aruch, there's a difference between toch shloshim yom or kodosh shloshim yom. One leaves their house before 30 days, 30 days or more than 30 days before the Yom, then there's no fear of the Bidika. That's assuming that you're not going to come back. There's no fear of the Bidika. If someone leaves his house within 30 days, then there is a fear of the Bidika. Chazal put a fear of the Bidika on the individual within 30 days before the Yom. Says the Ramah, v'lo yivarech ha'zal al b'yirchameh, it's from the Kolbo. The Ramah adds from the Kolbo that if you leave your house before Leil Yudalit, this happens to all of us. You're going to leave the dormitory the night of the 14th? No, you'll probably leave beforehand. But it's within 30 days before the Yom Tov, so each one of us is going to have a chiyah b'dika in the dorm. If you assume that you're a balabas in the dorm, that's the whole question. Whether the chiyah b'dika is on YU or it's your chiyah b'dika. Yes?
More discussing that you rent a house from somebody else that you have to be building.
Right, but that's the question. When you rent the dorm, when you're a student in the dormitory, so the fact that they can throw you out of the dorm, so maybe that means that they're the balabatim on the dormitory, you're not even called a socher. You're not in control, so to speak. As opposed to in a normal rental, they can't throw you out. They throw you out, you can take it to court. But I think they can move you from any dormitory. I think that's part of the rules in the catalog that you probably never read.
What happens if you rent an apartment so it's considered yours? Can you sell that apartment that you're renting now? Like, how does that?
You can lease it out. It might be illegal to do, they might not want you to do that, but if you're not going to be there beyond it, you can rent that apartment out to the guard, and then you would not have to do the
But then you need to do bedika everything?
You would not have to do bedika in that apartment at all.
You're selling the entire apartment?
Well, it depends when you sell the apartment. If you sell the apartment on the 13th, meaning before the chiyuv of the Bidikas, then there really is no chiyuv. There will be no chiyuv for you at all. If you sell it on the 14th, so then that's the question. You have a chiyuv bedika on the night of the 14th, if you know that you're going to sell the apartment to the guy by the following day. That's
the
suffix. You're
not selling the apartment, you're selling all the contents of the apartment. So is that the same thing?
Yeah, if you're going to sell all the, well, it's the same thing. You know, on a typical Erev Pesach, you do your bedikas chametz the night before, and then you destroy all the chametz that you had, that you collected the next day. So selling to the guy is like destroying the chametz. So would anyone say there's no chiyuv of bedika the night before because I'm going to destroy everything the next day?
No, I'm No, but if you're doing it before, then I'm saying if you're doing it a week before.
You're selling it to the guy a week before. No, so what normally happens for those people who are going away from Pesach, there are two Mechiras Chametz. Most Rabbanim will have two Mechiras Chametz. They'll have Mechiras Chametz on the 13th, and they'll have Mechiras Chametz on the 14th. So Mechiras Chametz on the 13th is for the people going away so that they won't have a Mechiras of Mechiras Chametz in their homes. So they can leave Cheerios all over the place. And
so you don't have to even...
Probably the guy to clean up anyway, because you might come home and there might be visitors when you...
But who
will have moved in already for the week. It's probably better to ensure that if you don't have mice when you come back, you try to clean up the house a little bit, but there's obviously a different level of cleaning. Yes?
Even bread you tell me about, or baby bread at a different date?
As long as you're not going to be there, so then there's no problem, because we're not afraid that you're going to eat the chametz. It's sold, it's not yours. It's not yours. If it's not yours, you're not going to be over that chametz anyway.
For
Ein Chiyuv B'dika. So if it's sold to the guy, there shouldn't be a Chiyuv B'dika, because then you don't own, you're not going to own that house. We're talking about a case in which you do own the house, which is you're just not going to be there. So then if you leave within 30 days, Chazal instituted that you have a Chiyuv B'dika.
You have to give your key.
Absolutely. If you're leaving the house, you got to give the keys to the rav. If not, it's just a joke. But the guy can't come in anyway. The guy has to be able to come in to get his chametz.
And you have to give him your apartment keys, or the keys to the actual get into the building and your apartment keys.
Whatever he needs to get in to get the keys. If he can get them from the super, so fine. You have to indicate that he can get them from the super. You have to ensure that the guy can come in. If not, it doesn't make any sense. When we first moved to Muncie, so we were still going to my parents, and we were going away for Yom Tov. So I remember I gave my key to the Rav of my shul the first year, and I always forgot to take it back from him, so he held on to my key for like 3 or 4 years. He kept on saying, "Do you want your key back?" I said, "Yeah, I should get the key." I kept on forgetting, and then when we started to make Pesach at home, so I did a Bechiras Chametz with him, so I said, "I can take back the key." So he gave me back the key, and I haven't given him the key anymore. Because we're home, so we're home. If the guy comes, I might give him a dirty look, but I'm going to let him come in. I'm not going to give him a dirty look either. That was a fair and square deal. What's the problem? Mechiras Chametz is a Mechira, Gemura, Das, Gemura. I certainly hope so. Right? If there's no Das, Gemura, you're in big trouble. So if the guy would come in, there's no question I would give him whatever he wants. I might force him to pay for it. I will force him to pay for it. We'll take care of that after Yom Tov. But I certainly would give him whatever he needs. He can come whenever he wants. Moshe.
Do you guys in the dorms, do you have to sell our chametz?
So you could do that. You can go to Rabbi Blau. I think he arranged the chametz for everyone in the dorm. And you can just sell the dorm room. There's no chametz either.
Could we sell the dorm?
The Mishnah Berurah is a chumrah that even if you're going away, you should leave one makom open. A small makom open that you can do the kind of mitzvah of the biggest chametz. So if you're going to a hotel, you'll do the kind of biggest chametz there. You know, if you're doing Mekayim B'dikas Chametz somewhere else, then it's not an issue. But to just be Mevatel of Tachad Rabbanan B'dikas Chametz, the post will be scant at that. So you should leave one place that you're doing Mekayim this mitzvah B'dikas Chametz. So the best thing is not to leave, you know, the kitchen or the dining room. Those are the places that you really have to clean up. You leave a little corner of a study or something, whatever, and you put a little Chametz down there, and you're doing Mekayim B'dikas Chametz there, just to be Mekayim the Konas Chacham. So the Ramah says someone who leaves his house within 30 days, Zokuk lives, though he has to be bodek for chametz, but he doesn't make a bracha. Why not? Mishnah Berurah explains that he doesn't make a bracha because it's not going to lead to beer. This kind of bedika, this is going to lead to beer. I'm being bodek chametz 20 days before Pesach. I'm just going to eat whatever chametz I find. If I find the Cheerios box, I'm going to eat the chametz. It's not going to lead to beer. I'm not mevar chametz by eating chametz 2 weeks before Pesach. The Bar Chametz, if I eat the Chametz on the 14th, then I can be Mekayim the Mitzvah Tashbis. It's not so clear exactly when you're Mekayim the Mitzvah Tashbis. Is it only at Chatzos, or maybe even if you eat it beforehand? But Lechor, eating 2 weeks before, that's not beer. So says the Mishnah Berurah, you don't make a bracha of beer Chametz on the Bedika that you do within 30 days of the Yom Tov, because it's not going to lead to beer. You're just going to be using it before the Yom Tov. The Mishnah Berurah quotes other people in the Bir Halacha, other poskim, who seem to suggest, the Bach, I believe, says that if you leave your house to Chametz, you're chayav levarach. You have to make the bracha. Why should you be chayav levarach? This shaila as well should be dependent on the two issues, on the two ways of learning B'dikas Chametz. If you understand that the reason why we make a bracha on the Haskalah is because it's a Haskalah for the Vir. So then we can fathom what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. It's a Haskalah to the Vir, it's the beginning of the process of the Vir. So if my bedikah will lead to Vir, then I'm not, I should make a bracha on that bedikah. If it's not going to lead to Vir, why should I make a bracha on the bedikah? So if I'm bodek 20 days before the Yomtif, I'm going to use that chametz. There's no beer that's going to occur after that chametz. So then, lechor, I shouldn't make the bracha. But if I assume that the bedikah is a separate mitzvah d'rabbanan, the Chazal instituted, that a person is supposed to search for his chametz, so then there's room for debate. There's room for debate. You can say maybe since I was mekayim my takana d'rabbanan. The takana d'rabbanan exists even before the night of the 14th. There is a takana d'rabbanan to be bodek as long as a person leaves within 30 days before the yomtov. So because there is a takana d'rabbanan, maybe I have a chiyuv to make a bracha. I mean, that's what the Bach holds. The Bach takes the second approach. The Bach assumes that the bracha that we recite out of your comments on the bedikah, that's a bracha on the mice of bedikah. So if I have a chiyuv to be bodek my house within 30 days before the yomtov, then I should make such a bracha, even if it's not going to lead to beer. You could disagree and claim that maybe the only time that you make a bracha on the bedikah is if you do it to takanas chachamim, like the ikar takanas chachamim. There's no question that there's a takanas chachamim to make a bracha, to do a bedikah within 30 days of the yomtov, if you leave your house within 30 days of the yomtov, and the ikar takanas chachamim would be voting on the night of the 14th. So one could be mistopic if you hold that the bracha of Bir Chametz is decided on bedikah because bedikah is a new mitzvah d'rabbanan, it's not just a tchilas bir. So that could go one of two ways. You could say that maybe the bracha is only instituted if I fulfill the ikar takanas chachamim, which is to be bodek on the night of the 14th. Or you could say no. Any time that I'm a kind of takanas chachamim, I should make a bracha. So presumably the shita of the Bach, that the Bir Halacha quotes, that you have to make a bracha if you leave your house within 30 days before the yomtov. That Bach assumes two things, right? First of all, he assumes that bedikah is not just a tchilas bir. That's not why I'm making the bracha. I'm making the bracha because bedikah itself is a takana d'rabbanan. I'm making a bracha on that takana. But moreover, the Bach holds that I'm making a bracha on the takana d'rabbanan, even if it's not the ikar takana chachamim, it's part of the takana chachamim. It's not the ikar takana chachamim because I'm not being put in dafka on the night of the 14th. So what? But the chachamim expands into takana. And they said that even if you leave before the night of the 14th, you leave within 30 days, that's also a chelik of the takana d'rabbanan. So the Bach claims I should make a bracha even on that bedikah as well. So this shiloh, whether I make a bracha on a bedikah that I do before the night of the 14th, that relates to this question as well. If you hold that you make a bracha on the bedikah because it's a tchilas habir, then l'chor it's a double portion that the Mishnah Berurah is right, that the Rambam is right, the Kolbo that he quotes. That you shouldn't make a bracha on the bedikah that I do before the night of the 14th. Because it's not going to lead to beer. I'm going to use that chametz. I'm not going to destroy the chametz this time. But if I hold that the bracha on the bedikah is recited because I'm a kind of the special takana d'rabbanan of being mechapes of the chametz, of looking to the chametz, so then there is room to say that if I'm a kind of any takana d'rabbanan related to bedikah's chametz, even if it's not the ikar takana, the ikar takana is the night of the 14th. But there still is a chelik of the takana to be bodek within 30 days, if I'm a kind of takana, maybe I should have a chiyuv to make a bracha. That's perhaps what the bracha is.
You don't say shavianon on the bracha of the Why not?
It's a good question.
If you're going to assume it's a separate mitzvah d'rabbanan.
Right, the Chorah, since it relates to the yomtov of Pesach, we leave the shavianon for the yomtov. So it's like a nimshah to the yomtov, so therefore we leave the shavianon for the yomtov of Pesach.
Okay, and then also, if we're going to understand Biur in the general sense as removing the chametz, like we were saying before, then why wouldn't consuming eating it be considered, using it be considered part of the removal of the chametz?
The question is whether you can have tashmisa weeks before Pesach.
Right.
Maybe eating the chametz on Erev Pesach might be a kim of tashmisa. That could be a machlokes rishon. Do you assume that nishtamshus using the chametz by eating, is that called biur? Or should I say no, that's not called biur. Biur means destroying the chametz in an admirable fashion. But I don't think anyone would say that eating the chametz weeks before would be considered the beer. Because if you don't eat that chametz weeks before, it's probably not going to last until the time for beer. I mean, if you're talking about Cheerios, then Cheerios can last. If you're talking about bread, it's probably going to get stale. So that's the point. In other words, using the chametz then is not really a beer because it's going to be mavur anyway. So that could be what the Mishnah Berurah meant. The Mishnah Berurah was living in a time where if you didn't eat the chametz a week before, it's going to get stale, and there's going to be no beer on it anyway. Sam?
Yeah,
okay. But it's not that. not what he's talking about. He's saying if you do bedika, if you're leaving your home and you're doing bedika, so is that bedika going to lead to beer? The liquor, you're not doing bedika's chametzon, you're going to sell the liquor, right? If you're going to destroy the liquor, if you're going to take the liquor and spill it out, so spilling out the liquor a couple of weeks before, that's called beer chametz. If I spill out my liquor or shkodesh nisan, that's called beer chametz. Could be beer only has to be some of the Pesach. If it's that far in advance of Pesach, that would be called beer. Yeah.
So the second chilut, whether you do it just the whole 30 days or just 14, so would that also make a difference as to
where the Ikar Takana is not out of the 14th, but Chazal said that there is some kind of a Takana to do a Tovla.
Right, so would that make a nachmin on whether you can say bracha like every day for 30 days?
Every day? No, when you do the dikas.
You're doing the dikas.
It's
different mice
but it's
dika
one,
every night.
No, but it's one process.
So
it's
if you
process.
Did it in your house and you went to a hotel, you say another bracha in the hotel?
Well, our minig is not to say a bracha because chametz is kavod in 9 and 14. So chances are if you are home for the 9 and 14, then you go to the hotel the next day, so you live because chametz at home. And if you're at the hotel tonight at the 14th, you would be the discovery in the hotel. Okay, Eitan?
If you don't understand the chat that the biggest one gets up here is an item, so why should we make a bracha on a beer?
We should make a separate bracha on the beer. No, but I think the bedika is still at the beginning of the process. The bedika means the searching. Removing chametz from my rishus. So that bracha will be kolel beer as well. That bracha of removing the chametz is going to be kolel beer as well. Because that's the beginning of the process.
There's a problem, though. If you hold that bedika is the tchilas maisa of beer, therefore beer is the ikar, if I never end up doing beer, then why would I make a bracha on bedika?
Maran Chalava assumes that the bracha on the bedika is on the bedika itself. So even if I don't find anything, I still make a bracha on the bedika.
But then it's not tchilas maisa of beer.
Maram Chalava doesn't assume it's Chilas Maisa Beer. The Rabban in the second shot didn't say it's Chilas Maisa Beer.
If it's not Chilas Maisa Beer, then you make a broth on Dika.
It's not that it's not Chilas Maisa Beer. Everyone says it's Chilas Maisa Beer, but the question is the reason why I'm making a bracha on the Bedika because it's Chilas Maisa Beer only for that reason? Well, because it's a separate mitzvah. Nafkamina, let's say I don't find anything. Nafkamina, let's say it's not going to lead to beer. Right? There are differences between the two. It certainly is Chilas Maisa Beer, but is that the only reason I'm making the bracha? Maybe not.
Oh, wait, so if you're not, according to the Mandor that says that that this tchilas is nice beer, so then why would you be bodek if you're not going to be boer?
Mevar,
right. What's the reason to be bodek?
No, in other words, bedika normally, the reason why I make a bracha al beer chameis on bedika is because it's a tchilas maisa beer. The chi of bedika applies... The chiyuv bedika applies even if it's not going to lead to beer. Why should I have to be bodek? Why should I have to be bodek at all?
It feels nice to beer, but doesn't necessarily have to lead to a beer. What's the then? But then the shabura doesn't make sense. The shabura says that you don't make bodek doesn't lead to beer.
Why would the chacham misaka that a person leaves his house within 30 days before the yomtiv is mechayiv the bedika? If it's not going to lead to beer anyway, why should he have to be bedika? I think the point is that once it's within 30 days of the Yom Tov, maybe there's a chashash. If you're a chashash, you might come back. No. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Bey says we're not even concerned. Even if ain't back to Lach Sechlam. Chovas Bedika. Chazal to the Chovas Bedika. Sharatzian in Sifkat Bey is in Sholem, Minuchas HaPesach, Kodom HaPesach, Lamed Yom. So that's a zman. This is a significant period of time. The time of 3 days before the end of the Pesach is the time that we start to learn Hilchas Pesach. So Chazal said, we want you to be osig in bedikas chametz during that particular period of time. So even if it's not going to lead to beer, apparently Chazal wants you to do this bedikah. That was the takana drama. Okay, this is the first point. The Rosh makes a different point as well, which I want to spend a little bit of time on. Another point about the bracha on bedikas chametz. The Rosh quotes from Yeshamer Shein Lebodik Ledavra and Shigmar Habedika. Some claim that the bodik is not supposed to be medavra, it shouldn't be mesia, it should be mafsik until he finishes the bedikah. יש מוסיף אני says עוד יוסר ועומם שבסוף בדברם דעמה שלא מעין הבדיקה שצריך להחזור ולבר. Some are mostly that if he's massive and a little bit bigger, he has to make another bracha. And the Rosh disagrees. He says, "V'chol zeh ein nirali ela sheyesh lizor shlo yasiyo ben bracha letchilas habedika achas shehizchil lo habiyasicha hefsek." The Rosh says, "I don't think it's a hefsek after he already begins the bedika, but you should be careful before you begin the bedika. You shouldn't be massive in the bracha at the beginning of the bedika." Why? Why does he say there's a difference? He says, "Midi da hava yeshiva soka." וכאדם המדבר בסוף סודה, סוד לא הב ישיח ההפסק, להצריך לחזר ולברך על הסוכה ובירכס המוצא. Just like a person who's eating a סעודה, he makes a המוצא, then he eats a little bit, and then he can say whatever he wants, he has a whole conversation. A person comes into the סוכה, he makes a ברכה בלשב הסוכה, and then he eats, so he does whatever he does, and then he can be מפסק. The Rosh says the same thing is true over here. If you start the בדיקה, there's no reason why you should be able to be מפסק. Maybe you shouldn't be mafsik you certainly should not be mafsik between the bracha and the beginning of the bedika. Once you start the bedika, he says, b'di'eved, if you're mafsik, it shouldn't be a problem. So he quotes one day that says that if you wasach, you have to make another bracha. If you wasach, if you spoke about anything that has nothing to do with the bedika, obviously, if you tell someone, you know, get me another bag, or get me a feather, or get me whatever. If it's a bedika, obviously you're allowed to be masik. That's not called a hefsek at all. If you suck about something extraneous, so one day I hold and you have to make another bracha. The Rosh feels that no, you should not have to make another bracha because it's similar, he claims, to yeshiva sukkah and to suda, that if a person has made the bracha, the brichas hanen, and made the brichas hamitzvah on sukkah, and then he's masik later, a little bit later, he doesn't have to make another bracha. So why should he have to make another bracha in the case of the bedika? This is what the Rosh says.
Yeah, in those cases, it's not bidyeh at all. I mean, it's an issue. You can talk to like lechachila, so it's not comparable, really, in the lines of the
Rosh. Right, but what is the Rosh saying? The Rosh is saying that once you start the bidika, so then the bracha has already taken effect on the bidika itself. So you're saying, why shouldn't you be able lechachila to talk? Why shouldn't you lechachila be able to talk? Interesting, R. That's not what the Taz disagrees with the Rosh about. The Taz is trouble with the Rosh for a different reason. I mean, maybe this is what you're referring to without realizing it. But the Taz says, you know what? I think there's no comparison between Suuda and Sukkah on the one hand and B'digas Chametz on the other hand. He says, because they're very different things. He says, in the case of sukkah and seuda, if you want to end right there and then, you ate a little bit in the sukkah, you ate the, you had a bowl of Cheerios, and then someone came, an old friend came, you want to talk to him. So if you wanted to end your seuda right there and then, you can. Said the Taz, because if you wanted to end your seuda, or you wanted to leave the sukkah right there and then, it's perfectly mutter, and there would be no problem with the bracha, because the bracha has already been chal, it has taken effect on the beginning of the seuda, on your first yeshiva sukkah. That's why there's no problem to be mafsik. But in the case of bedika, he says, Mashiach came to bedika, the lo sabi le kol shelo gamar ha-bedika. It's not enough that he didn't finish the entire bedika. Umemela kol shelo gamar adayin oso achelet nikra haschola etzlo. So what you haven't done as of yet is like haschola. What's the principle? The yesod is that the birchas ha-mitzvah has to take effect on the haschola sasir, on the beginning of the maisa mitzvah. So the question is, what's called Haskalah, what's called the beginning of the Maisa Mitzvah. So the Taz says, how can the Rosh claim that the beginning of the Maisa Mitzvah is the beginning of the Bedika? The fact is, Chatsi Bedika, Lav Klomo, half of the Bedika is nothing. Until you do the entire Bedika, you haven't done anything. Because you searched a little bit, but you still haven't made sure that your house doesn't have any chametz. So how can the Rosh claim? How can the Rosh claim that there's no problem with the Eved if you're mafsik? He disagrees with the Yesh Mosifim that if you're mafsik in the middle of the Bedika, you should have another bracha. The Rosh says, no, it's similar to Seuda, similar to Yeshiva Sukkah. The Taz says, I don't see why. In the case of Bedika Stamech, you have to finish. You have to finish the Maisa Bedika. Without finishing the Maisa Bedika, you haven't done anything, he says. If you haven't done anything, it should just be like a Haskalah. Meaning the next part, not what you did. The next part that you're doing is just a haskalah bedika. So it turns out that you spoke between the bracha and the haskalas badika. If the yisod is that you can't speak between the bracha and the haskalas hamitzvah, so since you need all the parts of the badika to be done in order to complete the mitzvah, if you spoke in the middle of the badika, it turns out that you spoke between the bracha and the haskalas habadika, because the other part of the badika is necessary as well. Yes?
Can you say that it's a function of whether you say if it leads to the deer, then it's a haskalah of the deer, so you finish the whole badika, because that's the haskalah of the deer. But if you say that it's separate, so you just look at the badika in and of itself, and you just, once you just start the badika, that's the haskalah of the badika.
What you're saying is very fancy, and I'm not sure that it's correct. If you hold that the badika is really a haskalah of the deer, so clearly you have to finish the whole badika, right? That you agree about. But even if you say that the badika is a separate mitzvah, what are you saying? The mitzvah is to be mechapes the house, to search thoroughly the house. So you're saying that the beginning of the badika, that's a key in the mitzvah, but you haven't searched the house yet. You started the process, but you haven't... Is this house searched? Is the house searched? The house not searched?
Sure.
I mean, if you assume that the beginning of the searching is enough to be called haskalah, so why is it not a haskalah even if you claim that the badika is a haskalah? Haskalah vis-a-vis the beer. I started the process of badika, which is going to be the beer. If I find my first piece of chametz, so that the haskalah is done, no? I think either way, there's this understanding that the Taz has, that until the badika is completed, my haskalah is not completed. Whether if I understand that the badika is the haskalah of the beer, the haskalah is still not complete, the haskalah's habir is not complete until the badika is completed. And even if I assume that the badika is a mitzvah unto itself, the fact is, my chippus has not been completed, or I should better say, it hasn't even begun. There still is more chippus to do, and if my mitzvah is to be mechapeh, so is that called a haskalah? Is it called a haskalah if I still have to do the other part? What does that mean? Is it called a haskalah if I still have to do the other part of the mitzvah? So I saw a very beautiful piece in the Kroy Kodesh, from Tzipras Frank Sefer on Moedim. So Tzipras Frank says, he thinks Pshat in the Taz is this, that any time that my action is a tzorach for the mitzvah, the action that I'm beginning with, the beginning of the bedika, the question is it tzorach for the mitzvah? Is it tzorach for the mitzvah's bedika? Is it tzorach for the beer? And certainly it's tzorach. So do I consider the haskalah of this action haskalah? Is that enough to be called haskalah? Since the beginning was a tzorach for the ultimate mitzvah? Or do I say that whenever what I'm doing right now is not sufficient by itself, whenever I say that my mitzvah, chatzi mitzvah, lav mitzvah, if half of the mitzvah that I'm engaged in is really nothing, so maybe by definition, the beginning of that chatzi mitzvah, the beginning of that mitzvah, which is called a chatzi mitzvah, that's not called a haskalah. I need to complete this whole mitzvah in order to be called haskalah. That's exactly what we have in the case of Bidikas Chametz. My beginning of the Bidika is certainly a Chatzi Mitzvah. I have done something, I have been Chametz. I have removed some kind of Chametz. There's no question that is called Haskalah. But the question that we're really addressing here is, since Chatzi Bidika La Bidika, since half of the Bidika is not the full job, you can't finish Bidikas Chametz by just doing half the job. So maybe I should say that the second half of the Bidika is also called Haskalah HaMitzvah. Without finishing the second half of the Bidika, I haven't begun. So maybe that's why there's a problem if I'm mafsik in the middle of the Bidika, because it turns out that I was mafsik between the bracha and the haskalah mitzvah. Because since the first part of the mitzvah is incomplete, since the first half of the Bidika is nothing without the second half, so we can't look at the first half as a haskalah and the second half as a gemara. Since you need both parts of the mitzvah to have anything, maybe we should say that the whole thing is called haskalah. So the bracha is not going to be chal unless it's chal on the whole haskalah, unless it's chal on the whole mitzvah. It comes out strange. It comes out that if I need the whole mitzvah, then the bracha will only work if it's chal on the whole mitzvah. You can't consider the beginning of the mitzvah a tchilas mitzvah if the beginning of the mitzvah can't stand by itself. You're basically saying the same thing. What the Taz is just pointing out is that even if you'll assume that the Berachas HaMitzvah only has to take effect on the Tchilas Ma'aseh Mitzvah, you can't call something a Tchilas Ma'aseh Mitzvah if that if it can't stand alone. So if bedikas chametz has to be a full bedika in order for it to be meaningful, so the tchilas bedika is not a tchila. That's not the end of the tchila. So it's not the end of the tchila. The baruch has to be chal on the whole ma'aseh bedika for it to be chal b'chalal on the tchilas ma'aseh bedika. Okay? So it comes out that basically what the two Deis and the Rosh disagree about is this kasha that the Taz has on the Rosh. And basically what these two Deis are disagreeing about is, let's say I have a mitzvah, that half of which is completely meaningless. If I only do half a mitzvah, it's nothing. If I only do half this mitzvah, I haven't been mekayem anything. So would I consider the beginning of the Asiyas HaMitzvah as a tchila or not? Do I consider that enough of a haskalah that if the bracha was chal and that haskalah is kosher, there's no need to make another bracha? Right? Or should I say no? That because chatzi mitzvah in this context is lav mitzvah, because half a mitzvah can't stand by itself, so until I finish the whole mitzvah, the bracha hasn't been chal. The bracha has to take effect on some haskalah. Chilas maisa mitzvah. So according to one day in the Rush, it is called a tchila. The tchilas bedikas chametz is called a tchilas maisa mitzvah, because it doesn't matter that I need the other part of the bedika in order to fulfill the mitzvah completely. It's not called a tchila. The other day it holds no. The other day it says it's not even called a tchila, because I need the second part of the bedika to have anything. Without a full house being bought, like I really haven't been mekayem anything. I haven't been mekayem the full takana derabanan. Or I should better say, I haven't become any takana derabanan until the house is baduk. So then it doesn't make sense to say that the tchilas maisa mitzvah, the tchilas bedika, should call haschola. It's not a haschola, because the haschola's habedika is not finished until the whole bedika is finished. It comes out strange. There can't be any tchila. According to this day, any time that my chatzi mitzvah is lav mitzvah, there is no such thing as a tchila. If I don't have the full mitzvah, I have nothing. So he points out here, Rav Tzvika Safrank in the Krei Kodesh, he points out that the Rashba in the Tshuva seems to paskin like the Rosh in this regard. The Rosh paskins how that by Bedikas Chametz, the Bracha Bedikas Chametz is similar to the Bracha of the Birkas Hananin in the Suda and to the Bracha Leish Vasuda when it comes to Suda. Right? Isn't that what the Rosh says? The Rosh says just like there's no Hefzik when it comes to Yeshiva Suda, when it comes to the Bracha Hamotzi in a Suda, so too the Rosh says when it comes to the Bedikas Chametz, there's no problem. As long as you made the bracha and then you did a little bit of the bedikah, it's fine. What's the Rosh clearly assuming? Even though by bedikas chametz chatzi mitzvah lav mitzvah, even though I haven't been mekayim the mitzvah bedikas chametz at all until I have the full bedikah, because the house is not baduk, the house has not been searched properly, the Rosh claims it doesn't matter. It's still called tchilas maisa mitzvah. The beginning of the bedikah is still called a tchilas maisa mitzvah, and it's no different than yeshiva sukkah. It's no different than hamotzi in the seuda. It's called a tchila, and the bracha was chal on the tchilas maisa mitzvah. So that's fine, even if I'm mafsek to the other, it's okay. I don't have to make another bracha. The Rashba says the same should hold true for what case? For mikra megillah and for tkiyah shofar and for hallel. Let's say someone heard the first part of the megillah, the first paragraph of the megillah, and then he was mafsek. But let's say he heard a little bit of the shofar. And he was mafsek in the middle of the first nine kolos, in the middle of the mitzvah derech. So let's say he started reading halal, and he was mafsek in the middle. Does he have to make another bracha? Does he have to make a bracha on the megillah, on the halal, on the tkiyah shofar? Says the Rashba, no, because the key is there can't be any hafsek between what and what, between the bracha and the haskalah samitzvah. What's the haskalah according to the Rashba? The beginning of the mitzvah. Aye, but until you hear the nine kolos, you haven't been behind the mitzvah tkiyah shofar. Until you hear the whole Megillah, you haven't been mekayim the mitzvah of Megillah. Until you recite all of Hallel, you haven't been mekayim the mitzvah of Hallel. You said a couple of words, but you haven't been mekayim the mitzvah yet. So how can he consider that a tchilas mitzvah if you haven't finished the whole thing? Apparently the Rashba assumes, like the Rosh, that tchilas maisah mitzvah is not a function of the mitzvah itself. Meaning, even in a mitzvah with chatzi mitzvah, lav klumu, even in a mitzvah where half of it is nothing, that doesn't mean that the tchila, that starting a little bit of that mitzvah, is not called a tchila. It's not called a tchila. So it's enough that the bracha, the bi'evah, that the birchas mitzvah should be chal on the tchilas maisa mitzvah. Even though this is a zan mitzvah, that until you have the whole thing, until you hear the whole megillah, until you say all of halal, until you hear all of the kolos of the shofar, you haven't been able to say anything. So what? But once you start the mitzvah, the Rosh claims that that's called a tchila. The Rashba will also admit to the Rosh that that's called a tchila, and therefore there's no chiyuv to make another bracha. So we come out that the Rajma and the Rosh are saying a bit cool over here against the Taz. So Tzipa Zafran concludes, based on this, it's a bit cooler. What often happens at a Seder, unfortunately, but it does happen pretty commonly. It's important to know what the fact should be on this Shaila. A person makes a bracha on the matzah, right? He's so excited, the mitzvah of Afilas Matzah finally has arrived, the market section is over, the Seder is moving along, and they're doing bracha, they're stealing the Avikoman from the person who went to wash his hands. Some people stay, so they can't steal. I'm not going to teach you all of the tricks. So they made a bracha on the Motzi Matzah, and they started to eat matzah, and the person... What's the typical reaction a person has? Ooh, the matzah is really good. They start to talk. The matzah is really good this year. Don't comment about the matzah until you finish. So he was matzah before he finished the kedayis. The kedayis matzah. So should he make another bracha on the matzah? Why not? What?
Is that considered an hefsek in the first place because it's to do with that shalachila?
It has nothing to do with the akhidah. You don't have to know the matzah is good in order to defend the mitzvah of Achilas matzah. Right? I mean, some people might think that that's important. I mean, it's very nice, but it's unnecessary. It's not like saying, you know, if a person has a minig at the Seder to put salt on his matzah. There are different some people do, some people don't. Question. If a person has a minig to put salt on his matzah at the Seder as well, so to ask for the salt, that's what Sorah, because that's what Sorah, the Achilah. But talking about whether it's good matzah or not, that's not tzara nachilu. So hard this shaila, whether you have to make another bracha afilas matzah on the matzah if you were matzah before you finish the kazayis, is this question? Because have you been mekayim a mitzvah before the full kazayis has been finished? At first glance, not. There's a whole discussion whether there's a bit of chatzi shir in mitzvah saseh. That's a little bit beyond this. Let's assume that there's no bit of chatzi shir. So there's no kiyum mitzvah b'chlal. If there is a kiyum mitzvah b'chatzi shir, it certainly is not the whole kiyum mitzvah. It's a different kind of kiyum mitzvah. It says, as a person fulfilled the mitzvah of achilas matzah before he eats the kazayis? Obviously not. But nevertheless, the beginning of the achilah, he's already swallowed, the beginning of the achilah is necessary for him to do the kind of mitzvah. He has to eat a full kazayis. So the beginning of the kazayis is also necessary for the mitzvah. So should he have to make another birchas mitzvah or not? That should depend on this shayla. If you're passing like the Rosh and the Rajba, that even for a mitzvah, that asiyas chetzia, lav mitzvah, the chatzi mitzvah, lav mitzvah, nevertheless, we assume that you don't have to repeat the bracha as long as you've done part of that mitzvah. The chatzi mitzvah that you've done is called chilas maisa mitzvah, so the same should hold true over here. A person starts to eat the matzah, starts to eat the kazayis. There's no question that the beginning of the kazayis is necessary in order to reach the shir of the kazayis. So he started the mitzvah according to the Rashi and according to the Rosh. Okay, he hasn't finished the mitzvah. And the beginning of the mitzvah is nothing. Has he fulfilled the mitzvah? No. But it's still called Tchilas Maisa Mitzvah. So because it's called Tchilas Maisa Mitzvah, one would not have to repeat the bracha even if you were matzvah. According to the Taz, maybe you would have to repeat the bracha. But it would seem, this is what Rav Tzipras of Frank Paskins, it would seem that we should follow the Rashi and the Rosh, that in such a circumstance we should not have to repeat the bracha, because this is called Tchilas Maisa Mitzvah, even though it's only half a job. And it's half a job that without the other half is a zero. It doesn't matter that it's a zero. There's still Tchilas Maisa Mitzvah. So there's Tchilas Maisa Mitzvah. There should be no need to repeat the bracha. That's how he concludes in this piece. Who's here was up first? I don't even know. Baby.
I was wondering, I understand why matzah is clear. You find in the matzah that says Tchilas Maisa Mitzvah.
Is that so clear? Someone might say that it's not the tchila. That's not the end of the tchila. The tchila continues until you finish the kazayis.
The beginning of the act.
Okay.
So what would that look like, Lamaisa, for the deepest comment? Like, how could you define? I'm wondering, like, what is that?
If I engaged in the Maisa Chippus, if I engage in the Maisa B'dika,
okay.
Right? If someone blindfolds me and I make a bracha and then I speak, so yeah, I have B'dika. Right? Because I haven't started looking. But if I look anywhere, I think that's already called Tchilas Maisa Mitzvah. Moshe.
If you just say, this is good matzah, that's not Mitzvah and Das, but if you say something else.
Still a hefsek. It's a hefsek in the Maisa. I don't need that statement in order to have a mitzvah. If that's your problem. Sam.
So you pick up the matzah. Is that considered the...
Picking up the matzah is a tzorach for the eating.
No, but
have bought tzorach achilu.
You speak as you're taking...
After you pick it up.
Before taking the bite. That's also the tefillah. You're taking it. What if you don't swallow it yet?
Ah, Taka, if you don't swallow, we're going to get to that. If you don't swallow, that's not so clear that that would be okay. I think we assume that the mitzvah of achilas matzah, as the mitzvah, as the Lashon indicates, is achilas matzah. Haba might be tzorech achilah, but it's not achilah. Okay?
The way the Mikra Kodesh explains the Taz is he's saying that there's no, that it's talking about the Gemar or the Mitzvah, that's retroactively you had a Tchilah.
Until you, in any Mitzvah where without the Gemar, you really have nothing, so the Gemar is like a Tchilah as well. So if the rule is that the Berachas HaMitzvah has to take effect on the Tchilas Maisa Mitzvah, and if it doesn't take effect on the Tchilas Maisa Mitzvah, if there's a Hefzik between the Baruch and the Tchilas Maisa Mitzvah, there's a problem, so you have a problem here. Because your Gemara is part of the Tchila, so your Bracha has not taken effect on every aspect of the Tchila's Maisa Mitzvah. It's taken effect on part of the Tchila, but not on all of the Tchila, so that's a problem. That's a hefsek between the Bracha and the Tchila's Maisa Mitzvah. Yeah.
Is the Mitzvah to eat Kazayas, or
yes.
Al-Hilas Matzah has a technical part of
that? Al-Hilas Matzah is to eat a Kazayas, because if the Pasuk says Ba'erev Tochu Matzah, the word Tochu means a Kazayas, so that's part of the Mitzvah. It's not just Stam Shir, the Shir is a Chelik of the Mitzvah.
Because it's an extra Mitzvah, because Stam, you eat a pretzel and you make risottos. There's no mitzvah to eat kazayas.
Because it doesn't say achila legabi pretzels, but it says achila when it comes to matzah. So the stam, so the shear is part of the mitzvah. I saw in the Ha'ara in the Kroi Kodesh, Rav Yosef Cohen, the Tzipras Frank's son-in-law. So he adds a very beautiful Ha'ara. He says, based on the Tzipras Frank's yisod, you can answer a kasha that the Magen Avraham asks, which comes up, I want to share this with you, comes up quite frequently. We know that a person who makes a bracha at a sudah, he's about to eat, so he makes a berachas hanenin, a berachas hamotzi, a shahakal, whatever. So he's supposed to swallow, he's supposed to eat or drink before he's mafsik. We know that. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is in the Kuf Samach Zayin, he calls it Sevav. It says that a person is supposed to eat immediately, it should be mesir between the bracha and the achilu. And if he's Messiah, if he speaks, he has to make another bracha. So he quotes there that the Magen Avraham cites the Shalom, who says, what's the din of a person speaks while he's chewing, before he swallows? The Shalom writes, L'chatchila avad has to go to speak, but the Shalom claims that b'di'evet, if he spoke, even while he's chewing, he doesn't have to make another bracha. Frak the Magen Avraham, what is chewing? Chewing is not achila. Chewing doesn't even need a bracha. The Shulchan Aruch later on, Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Yud, says that halois eino tzara bracha. Someone who's only chewing food doesn't have to make a bracha. So that's the beginning of the achila. That's the haskalah. It's nothing. What is that? It's necessary to chew in order to eat. It's a tzorech of the achila, but is that tchilas achila? And he leaves it with tzorech. The Magen Avraham disagrees with the Shalom. The Shalom seems to say that if a person even started chewing, he doesn't have to make another bracha. The Magen Avraham says, how can that be? Since Le'isa doesn't require a bracha, it's not part of the achila, even though it's a tzorech for the achila, it's necessary for the achila. But since it's not the achila itself, l'chora, that should be considered a hefzik between the bracha and the achila. So he explains in the Ha'ara over here, the l'chora, this shaila should depend on the 2 days that we had in the Rosh. If you learn, like the Rosh and the Rashba, we have a very easy answer for the Shalom. That even though Le'isa doesn't require a bracha technically, and if it doesn't require a bracha, it's obviously not defined as achila. But maybe it should be defined as aschalta d'achila. Maybe it's the tchilas achila. Why? Because it's a tzorach achila. And according to the Rashba and the Rosh, the key is that the bracha has to be chal on a tchila. You might think that any time that a chatzi mitzvah, lav mitzvah, or chatzi achila, lav achila, in terms of bracha, right? So you would think that that's not called a tchila? No, the Rosh and the Rashba hold that even with chatzi mitzvah, lav mitzvah, we still view the chatzi mitzvah that you did already as the tchilas maisa mitzvah. So similarly, even if le'isa is not called achila, and you wouldn't make a bracha on the le'isa itself, but because le'isa is a tzorech achila, it should be viewed as an aschalta achila, it should be viewed as a tchilas maisa achila, and therefore as long as you weren't masik between the bracha and the beginning of the chewing, you should not have to make another bracha. So according to the Rosh and the Rashba, we can justify the position of the Shalom that as long as a person has started chewing, since chewing again is a tzorech of the achila, the fact that it's a tzorech of the achila, even though by itself it's a nothing, you wouldn't have to make a bracha on that, so it's not called achila, but it might be called chilas maisa achila, since it's a tzorech for the achila. So therefore, there might not be any problem if you were mafsik between the bracha and the l'isa. Okay. Lamaisa, I think the Mishnah Berurah says that that if you swallow a little bit from what you chew, that if you swallow some of the saliva you have to start to chew, so then there's no question that you should make another bracha. But he leaves it bizarre, he's not really sure. If all you did was chew a little bit, is that enough of a hasfala to say that the bracha was chal on that or not? He says there's no question that you should try to avoid the whole shayla. But the evidence, it almost sounds like that the evidence, maybe you should not make another bracha because it could be that this shalah is going to be soichan because there are other posthumous that say like this. So a person should try very, very hard. Keep in mind that you really should swallow first. You should really swallow first because if not, you're going to get involved in the soma focus. But it could be that the position of the shalah could be justified based on the comment that the Rashba and the Rosh have in terms of the Nigas Hamas, in terms of the Gila, Halal, and the Kish.
There's one that says like that the doctor you shouldn't swallow right away because I learned that in order
you
to
chew it up and swallow before being mastic, before speak.
Yeah, but I mean in order to eat in your time gap, you should chew as much as you can and then swallow because that's your time starts.
No. You're talking about achilas masa. If you have to eat betoche de achilas pras, you have to eat a certain amount in a certain period of time. So then it's better to chew it up first. Between you and me, I still believe you should not, don't chew up too much first. It's dangerous, okay? You can eat normally. The shear of Tokhid Echelas Pras, I'm not sure if we're going to be able to talk about this, so let's just talk about it now. The shear of Tokhid Echelas Pras is anywhere between 2 minutes and 9 minutes. So some people say, well, I have to eat a chazanish shear of kezais, which means a big kezais, but I have to finish it with Tokhid Echelas Pras of 2 minutes, so therefore I have to eat a lot of matzah in a very short period of time. That doesn't make any sense. Because Tokhid Echelas Pras is related to the shear kezais. A pras is half of a loaf. What's the size of a loaf? It's machlokas. It's machlokas in the Mishnah. It's machlokas tanai. Whether a loaf that we're talking about is 8 basin or 6 basin. So a pras is either 3 basin or 4 basin. So a beisa is related to a kezais. The shear beisa and kezais are somewhat connected. So whatever your shear of Tokhid Echelas Pras is going to be, is going to be related to the shear of a kezais. So it makes no sense to say that I have the largest share of a kezias with the smallest Tokhid Echelas Pras share. So if you want to be machmir to eat a large kezias, so eat it like a bench. It will turn out, if you eat it like a bench, you'll probably finish it in the time of Tokhid Echelas Pras, because the share of Tokhid Echelas Pras is the normal time it takes to eat this half a loaf. The half a loaf is going to be either 3 basin or 4 basin, much larger than a kezias. Kezias, how many kezias are there in a basin?
Two
kezias. So, what? That's the time it takes to eat either 6 kezaisim or 8 kezaisim? That's a fair amount. So don't worry. I'm not sure I understand what this whole chumrah is, that because you want to have the big kezaisim, so therefore people eat, you know, they stuff their mouth and they try to swallow and they choke and then they spit on the person next to them. I'm not sure I understand what the idea is over here. If you eat like a man, the rule is if you eat like a man, you will be Mekayim the Mitzvah, I believe. And listen, you shouldn't delay, you shouldn't be eating slowly, but if you eat like a veg, you should be Mekayim the Mitzvah.